The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Woo-hoo. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know how I missed it and how I did not see that final shot, but wow, Villanova, wow. Did you guys see that? Right, three-pointer at the end for the winning shot. I was like, whoa. I don't understand. It's like, oh my gosh, North Carolina was, it was phenomenal game. Congratulations to Villanova. So now what? It's now baseball season? Okay, I know, I'm just waiting to pass the time to football season. Sorry, guys. I'm just waiting to pass the time. But while I help you guys pass the time, we got a lot of news, a lot of medical news we'll get to first. And then, of course, any other news I deem an urgency to discuss. I don't even know if this is medical news. A lot of us like rides, like Disneyland rides and Six Flags rides. Well, we got a new ride that China's offering, and it's called Death Simulator. Well, I don't know if it's called the death simulator, but it's supposed to be a death simulator. And what it does is it shows you what it's like to be cremated. For those of us that, you know, dream of wearing Mickey Mouse ears, right, and holding a bunch of cotton candy and running around with our tongues hanging out of our mouth because of all the amusement rides, expect a bunch of lines at this one where there is a virtual crematorium opening in Shanghai. We will talk about that. All right, we have a injection that may be the holy grail for migraine treatment. Inject me. I don't even care if you got to inject me into the eyeball. I can't stand my migraines. Inject away. But we'll talk about that. We also have an injection that helps infertile men become fathers because this medication helps sperm swim faster. I don't know, like adds like a little motor to it. I'm not really sure, but we'll talk about that. We have some of the strangest job interview questions you'll ever hear. These are really interesting, and I'll tell you guys why they ask them, but it's an interesting one. Pharmacists are going to be able to dispense heroin overdose antidote without a prescription. Apparently, now they deem fit that you are overdosing on heroin. They can now prescribe you something that will be an antidote. We'll talk about naloxone again. This is a no-duh. Virtual doctor visits may not be the best for urgent care. That's what I've been saying. Apparently, they did a study looking at, like, telemedicine and video conferencing. And is that the best choice, okay, for you if you have an urgent medical issue? Now, many of you guys, when you panic and you go online, you do it because of something urgent. So could this study finally put to rest the debate on whether telemedicine is really, really worth investigating? I think we still need to investigate it, and we still need to have aspects of it, but I got to tell you, I'm just blown away because I'm a doctor. And I'm now teaching at Toro University, right? I'm now a teacher, Dr. D, and I get to teach little baby doctors. Okay, so I get to teach, and I'm supposed to teach how to touch a patient. I'm supposed to teach how to look at the patient and pick up signs and clues. Okay, you're supposed to smell things. You're supposed to visualize things. You're supposed to feel the texture of rashes. How the heck am I supposed to teach that art? Right through a telemedicine video conference interaction or encounter with the patient. It doesn't make any sense to me. All right, it is a National Autism Awareness Month, and we're going to have Suzanne Doran join us. Very, very interesting take. She has a daughter, Hannah, with autism, and the struggles she had finding some help. There was also a, in another related news story, there was a child who you see punched in a video by one of the faculty that was supposed to be supervising him. And you just see an outright punch to this autistic child. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we got some issues here, okay? My handwriting is probably the stinkiest, crappiest handwriting out there. I have some of the worst handwriting. And so many teachers and probably bosses and pharmacists and, you know, coworkers are probably happy that many people now are texting or they're emailing. Well, they say handwriting may boost learning. And so these students not learning how to write something down but type could be losing a serious developmental opportunity for their brain. They say students who took handwritten notes generally outperform students who type their notes on a computer, according to researchers at Princeton University and the University of California, LA, UCLA. Compared with those who type their notes, people who write them out in longhand appear to learn better. Now, that's another thing. If I was typing my notes, I didn't retain anything. But if I wrote them down, it had to go to memory. So not only do I think handwriting is very, very important for a developmental stage of kids, I think also it helps you learn and solidify what you're trying to get it. So according to educational psychologist Kenneth Kiera, the written notes capture my thinking better than typing. I don't think anything can really capture my thinking. My mouth goes faster than my brain. And sometimes I speak so fast that I don't have words. My speech already spoke the sentence before the brain completed it. So I will sometimes, do you guys ever notice I do that on air? And sometimes you guys do that too, where you're like, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden there's a stop because the brain's like, wait a second, I need to feed more verbal data. Hold on a second here. So I don't really see how this would even help me. I think I'm beyond help. Anyway, they say ever since ancient scribes first took reed pen to papyrus, that's what they wrote on. Papyrus. I guess taking notes has been a catalyst for learning. Absolutely. Take notes. That's the gist of this. All right, let's move on. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account for as little as $7.95 per month. You can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, we're not really supposed to talk too much about our personal lives, you know, because you guys don't really care. But, you know, I just got to get some off my chest. I was, like, really ticked off at hubby yesterday. I was livid with him. I was so mad. I haven't been this mad in a long time. I was so mad. I don't want to go into what he did. It really wasn't that bad. It was like, you know, with the stars aligned, to me, I thought it was a pretty bad thing. And then, you know, I woke up this morning, not that big deal. Okay, but anyway, don't tell him that I'm still pretending to be mad. Okay, I'm still pretending to be mad because it's gonna work in my favor. Anyway, I was so mad I couldn't eat. I have never not been able to eat. I mean, yes, I've had gastro, I've had norovirus, you know, and I've come down with flu, and maybe I can't eat with that, or, you know, you take some antibiotics for a sinus infection, you can't eat. But I mean, seriously, I couldn't eat because I was mad. Now, the problem is I couldn't be honest about that because the kids. Well, what happened is I was really, really excited, and I'm like, all right, we're going to go out to dinner. We'll go to Chili's. it's splurge. We'll go to Chili's. You know why? Because I think I have a coupon for, like, a free cookie dessert. I don't know. Maybe it expired. Okay, so anyway. So, like, we're going to go to Chili's. So I was all excited. The kids are all excited. And then I just thought of, you know, why I was upset at my husband. And, you just start to brood over it. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm really mad. This really stinks. So I'm just didn't want to be there. I just didn't want to be around them. Problem is, I got two boys. Now, when the kids were younger, I could just say, you know, mommy needs to leave or whatever. You know, mommy's very, very unhappy. And but you can't do that now because my boys are teenagers, so they already think I'm cray cray. So, in fact, the younger one the other day asked if I was on my period because I was mad about something, and I'm like, excuse me. So now the first inclination that my boys have, or even my husband, that when I'm upset about something is not something they did, but something that I guess absolutely has no relevance to my being mad, and it's something biologic. So I'm already like 7 points down before I even start, and that's just really frustrating to me. So I didn't want them to think I was cray cray, and I'm like, you know what? I got a tummy ache. I gotta go. So I leave. Okay, but I need my husband to know I'm ticked. I don't want my kids to know, but I need my husband to know that I am just furious. So when I come home, I throw all the crap all over the bottom, like the entryway. Okay? So he knows, okay, you know, something's up. And it's not like, oh, I was sick and I fell and all this. It was like, I am furious. Okay, so I had everything, like, all just thrown all over the place. Okay? No, I just threw it. Okay, then I didn't talk to him, and he knew something was up because there was some radius he kept. You know, he kept about a 50-foot radius, you know, from me. And luckily, we have areas of the house where you could actually draw a line that's about 50 feet. So we had about a 50-foot radius separation. And then you could see he doesn't like this. Okay, he wants me to talk. And it really, really gets mad when I don't talk. But I'm so furious that I don't want to talk, and I don't want the kids to hear that I'm so mad. So he's now starting to wise up. So he now does the trick that I do to get somebody to talk. Do you want me to call an ambulance? Okay, because if somebody is that ill, okay, or somebody can't speak, I'm thinking MI, myocardial infarction, I'm thinking pulmonary embolism. So I will say, do you want me to call an ambulance? Because obviously you can't speak to me. There must be something medical going on. Now, we never would call the ambulance because I don't want to, you know, waste resources that, you know, our emergency response, you know, has valuable resources. But so he was ready to call the ambulance because he thought it was my abdominal pain. Now, I fell for it because I'm like, he thinks I'm not talking to him, and I'm not storming out of a Chili's, and I'm not making a mess in the entryway because I'm mad at him. He thinks I really have a tummy ache, and then I let loose. And I'm like, well, you don't know this. And that's how he got me to talk. And I was like, no. Then he's like, excuse me, it's not really my fault. Not really my fault. I'm like, yes, it is, because you were supposed to blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I convinced him that it was his fault. Okay, he just left the studio. I very effectively convinced him that was his fault. But now he knows I'm not mad at him anymore. And in fact, he's now mad at me. So I'm going to expect to have a lot of mess in the entryway when he comes home.
Now I am mad at you.
He's furious. I'm in trouble now. I still am mad at him. It's just now I got nothing to stand on. Got nothing to stand on. Maybe I will fake an abdominal issue. Okay, what do we got here? Oh, we got some very important news. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm supposed to talk about news. I am so going to get fired one day. Hold on a second. Here we go. We got another deadly virus to talk about. Okay, we have another deadly virus now. Okay, so we had Ebola. Okay, now we got Zika, which causes neurological deficits beyond our imagination. They even think it liquefies the brain. We're going to be talking about that. But on top of all this poop we have piled up, now I'm having computer issues. The Junin virus. The Junin virus is Argentine hemorrhagic fever. And it is considered a, quote, bioterror threat. Researchers still don't have a treatment. They've been doing some studies now on guinea pigs. But we need to be able to battle Argentine hemorrhagic fever known as Junin, the virus Junin. No drug against it. no vaccine. What they're doing is very similar to Ebola because it acts very similarly to Ebola, you know, where you get very, very high fevers, you get very, very sick, you have internal bleeding and dizziness, fatigue, you could get neurological complications and you could seize. They're saying the death rate is at this point 20 to 30%, which I don't believe is as high as Ebola. Ebola is higher, but still obviously deadly. Person-to-person transmission is rare, but according to the Public Health Agency of Canada, it is possible. Now, according to the CDC, the virus is carried by certain rodents. Humans can become sick if they become in contact with contaminated droppings, urine, or saliva. Remember, a kid got the plague couple years ago, up in one of the national parks, I forget if it was Yellowstone, and unfortunately, they think that maybe she or he touched the droppings of rodents. So you go camping, or you're out and about, and you pick something up, and you touch urine or saliva from rodents. Or what I would be more concerned about is a lot of us kiss our animals on the mouth and on the face. Right? With the little kisses. Kisses so cute and they want to do kissy. Sometimes the dog licks your face or the kitty cat licks your face. So lots of kissies happen. Okay? Lots of kissy stuff. If the cats or the dogs were sniffing around a park or a yard, got it on their cute little baby nose, little cute little cool nose, and then comes up to you and does kissy, now you're exposed. So that's an issue. All right. So what they've been doing now to treat this is, and we're going to talk about the Junin virus that causes Argentine hemorrhagic fever. Now right now, it's confined to Argentina, but they think this could spread also like Ebola. And they're studying more to see if human-to-human transmission is more of a reality. This is some scary stuff. So what they've been doing is a plasma transfusion from someone who has survived the disease and therefore has built up antibodies against the virus. That's how they were treating Ebola. Who survived Ebola? Me. Okay, well, let's take all three me's, all right, and let's take your blood, get your antibodies, and we're going to infuse that into somebody else who can't fight Ebola. And that's how they did it. And the transfusions are effective so far, according to Dr. Larry Zeitlin, lead researcher on the new study. Now, if there is an event of an outbreak, we will not have enough supply. So I am very, very pleased that people are getting on top of this, unlike when Ebola got us when we weren't ready. Now, MAP Bio is one of the companies, it's called MAP Biopharmaceutical from San Diego, is one of the companies that developed a similar treatment against the Ebola virus during the 2014-2015 outbreak, and the drug called ZMAP is still experimental, but the FDA gave it a fast-track status to speed up its approval process. Junin virus occurs in rural parts of Argentina, confined there, but if it ends up becoming something like this, we're going to need, you know, these biotech companies to, like, hurry. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Let me see. They say similar to ZMAP, this new experimental drug. They are working on an experimental drug. This is cool. It's called a monoclonal antibody. Now, these antibodies, what they are, they're like proteins in your blood that your immune system builds up to recognize these foreign invaders. Monoclonal antibodies are generated in the lab, and they latch onto a specific target, like either a virus or a cancer cell. And then when these antibodies do that, your immune system knows to fight it. The monoclonal antibody that they've now formed for Junin is dubbed J199. I'm glad because some of these drugs are like really, really long. And they isolated it in mice and they think this could really work. They've already tried it in guinea pigs, literal guinea pigs. So we'll keep you guys informed. All right. And all right, when we come back, we want to talk about autism. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us saw the video today, a very disturbing video, of a former Brooklyn school worker who punched an autistic boy. And it was in front of another teacher. And from what we're hearing from New York Daily News, he is not sorry for punching the kid. It was an 11-year-old autistic boy who appeared to punch the professional, or the, not the professional, to punch the supervisor first. As a result, you see him punch the kid back, and it looked like in the face. Now, Milton Parker is the employee, and he is now being sued along with the city by the parents of Anatoly Veltman. According to the father, there was a blow, and I believe it was on the, I mean, you could actually see the bruising. You could see the mark. He said the blow was delivered as a reflex act. And there's no excuse, but I've got to tell you, when I first saw the video, it looked like a reflex. I was like, whoa. He punched him back, and I you saw with the speed of it, and that's something we got to talk about, okay? And I mean, again, he's not innocent by any means, but I picked up on that. Somebody hit him, and he turned right back around and hit him back. And, Parker told the Daily News, who gets hit and doesn't respond? The kid punched him in the eye first, and as a reflex, he got hit back. Now, I mean, okay, he could show some remorse. I mean, he hit a kid, for crying out loud, and it looked like a blow to the head. I mean, this could have killed the kid. The city was recently ordered by a judge to provide a video of the August 7th, 2014 incident. So this was about a year and a half ago, after the plaintiffs refused to hand it over for more than a year. You think the plaintiffs would want everyone to see this. Parker, who has represented himself in the suit, said he watched a video and believes it proves his argument. I knew it was on camera. He says he's 59 years old. If it was intentional, I would have taken him to another room and beaten the snot out of him. This guy, what is he doing in a school? I'm not even sure what his, employment title is. Obviously he doesn't have empathy with kids. He was initially charged with felony assault by police, pleaded guilty last April to misdemeanor assault, and was sentenced to attend anger management classes. He is a 26-year veteran of the Department of Education, filed for retirement shortly after the incident at Public School 225 in Brighton Beach. Now he collects a pension. He claims it was the first time he was ever struck by a student. He had reprimanded the boy Anatoly for spilling ice and throwing a napkin on the floor. The boy remarked to Parker, who is black, they say, the table is for whites only. The boy, Anatoly, who I guess has autism, and 11 years old, who they said had the mental capacity of a 6-year-old, apologized for the racial comment and then punched Parker. The paraprofessional responded with a heavy blow that gave him a concussion, so it was to the head. It looked like on video to the head. The boy's father said he knew Anatoly had been hit because the lump was on his head, and he is still shocked by the brutality. He said it's not unusual for an autistic child to act out, and the paraprofessional should be trained not to respond with violence. Okay, so, first of all, yeah, he should be completely out of the school district, and I cannot even imagine, as a parent, to see your child go through that. But one thing we need to talk about here is, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Tom, if you don't mind, if you could get the answer line. We got Tom on the answer line. You there? Yep, please. Awesome. All right, guys. Yeah, call on into the answer line. Tom's here. I want to hear what you guys have to say. This is very, very interesting here. All right, so first of all, can't be punching kids. Wrong. This guy should have been fired. And I mean, he's getting a pension. I guess I get that. But has no business, absolutely no business being there in around children. But this reflex hitting, I saw something, and it jogged my memories. It was years ago. One of my autistic nephews was at a party that I had. They were visiting. And there was a doctor at the party. And the doctor comes up to me furious. He goes, this is a physician. And this was kind of before autism was really, really well diagnosed. And he was mad. He's like, I need to stay away from that kid. There's something wrong. And he's getting under my skin. And I'm like, what? This little baby, he's just a little baby boy. He's what? What's going on? And I don't know what God. And we're talking about a physician who got mad. And I thought that was very, very odd. And I've worked with autistic children. And the only thing I could think of is lack of experience may unfortunately cause you to have that reflexive anger. And without going into the situation prepared, you know, because remember, a lot of autistic children, they are so smart. They are and very lovable. You have some that don't engage, but you have some, so when all of a sudden you get hit or you get insulted by them, you think it's on purpose because you're going into that scenario. I mean, obviously this autistic child that hit the teacher, I don't want to call him a teacher, I think he was a supervisor. You know, I mean, obviously there was something, the child was lashing out, the child was upset about something, but he should have already been prepared that he had students there that could possibly act out and act out inappropriately to sociological standards, so be prepared. I don't think he was prepared. So he gets hit and turns around and hits back. I've hit back, not kids. But, somebody would hit me or somebody would, let's say, accidentally trip me or pinch me or something, and then I would turn around and boom, as a reflex. Remember I told you Corey tried to tickle the back of my neck while I was watching something creepy at a zoo? I turned around and smacked him. I didn't mean to smack him, but it was a reflex. So this reflex issue that we see here in this, and I really think it was a reflex, means we need to teach our supervisors and our doctors and anybody that will be in interaction with an autistic child what to prepare for. And what this video shows is how unprepared we are. We are completely unprepared. All right. We have Suzanne on the line. Suzanne, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No worries. We're just about to go on break. Tell us about Hannah.
Let's see. Hannah is now 6 years old, and she was diagnosed at about 2.5 years old with autism. It was funny because she was starting to talk and she was saying words and everything, but I remember April of 2012, I'm sitting at the kitchen table and all of a sudden she stopped making eye contact with me. And she wouldn't say her words. She knew simple words like cat, dog, car, and she just wouldn't say her words, and she would, lost total eye contact with me and kept looking away. And so finally I realized, okay, something is not right. And fortunately I had a friend that is an RN, and she also had a child that was delayed, not autistic but delayed, and she had a husband that was a cardiologist, and they gave me a card for Nevada Early Intervention. And they said, call these people and just get her checked out, just to see if she's delayed in her learning. And lo and behold, we found out that she was autistic.
Okay, Suzanne, I want you to stay on the line. We're going to move into the next segment, but I want to talk to you about this more. So stay on the line, and we'll take a quick commercial break. Okay.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're talking to Suzanne Duren, who is, a champion of, teaching parents about autism, how to, identify it in children, and kind of telling new parents that are dealing with this how difficult it was for her to find care and to find resources. So, Suzanne, thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
No, but so one thing that was very interesting that you said is Hannah was, communicating normally from what you could understand, and then all of a sudden at 2, it stopped. This is kind of a very interesting picture because many times with autism, the children seem to have problems throughout, and this almost seems like a reversal. Describe what that, please.
Right. It was extremely frustrating because I had friends that were telling me all along that something wasn't right with her. And I kept blowing it off saying, no, every child learns a little bit differently. Everybody learns a little bit. Some learn a little bit slower than others. And the fact that she was speaking and saying words to me and making contact with me, I was kind of just clueless. And when she stopped, when it stopped all of a sudden, it was an eye-opener. And I was like, okay, something definitely isn't right. And so when I, got her tested and everything, fortunately, I, got a neurologist on board, and they did different type of testing to make sure that it wasn't anything else because of the fact that she was speaking. And then it was like a reversal, So we did all kinds of testing because there's other syndromes out there like Angelman syndrome that kind of mimic autism. And so everything was ruled out. She's seeing 2 different neurologists, and she's also seeing the neuropsychologist over at Toro University. And, everything's come back that, yes, she is definitely autistic. It's no other syndrome, no other diseases or anything like that. Her neurology report did show that she had some gray matter, and they explained that could have happened with a head injury or a virus. And so they tested to make sure she didn't have that particular virus, because that virus can also mimic some of the symptoms of autism. And sure enough, that came back negative. And so, lo and behold, she is autistic. And
that's
fortunately,
interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, fortunately for me, I had worked in dermatology and skin cancer for many years. I've been in the healthcare field for almost 30 years. And when I was working at the skin cancer clinic, I heard about Toro University and that they had an autism center there. And I heard nothing but wonderful things about their center. So it was almost like I was prepared ahead of time for this to happen, because this was years prior to me even getting pregnant. And so I was prepared. I knew exactly, okay, if my daughter's autistic, I know exactly where she's going to go, and we're going to fight for therapies. And I was getting a lot of different feedback from her first neurologist, was trying to tell me that the only thing that I could do for her behavior was medication. Thought to myself, I have a 3-year-old. Who wants to put their 3-year-old on drugs?
Right.
I was like, no, there's got to be more out there. So when I started researching and finding different organizations, like FEET, has been such a wonderful blessing. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I would do without this organization, because it helped my husband and I to understand our own daughter and understand the journey that we would be on for the rest of her life, for the rest of our lives, taking care of her. So it's organizations like that helped us parents get through the day to day. Having the support of course, family, and for my husband and I, definitely our church family.
You know, and you know, I'm grateful to Toro for introducing, you know, you and I together. I just started working at Toro University this week, and I'm learning so much about all the amazing things their Center for Autism and Developmental Disabilities does. How old is Hannah now?
She's 6 years old now.
6 years old, good. And how is her speech and her communication?
It's phenomenal. I mean,
great.
If it weren't for her first speech therapist there at Toro, her name's Claire. She's retired now, but because she gets speech at school, she's in a special education program. She's in an inclusive class for autistic children, and they do speech at school, but it's only she gets an hour once a week at school, and then a group speech for about 40 minutes. And I was told, you know, right off the bat, that it's not enough. So, and I knew in my heart that that was not going to be enough. So we went to Toro, and her speech therapist there was just phenomenal. She was just, she teaches the parents. Not only, I mean, she encourages the parents, and that's the other thing, that the parents really have to be involved and have to be there in the therapies, because you have to learn as well. Not only is your daughter or your son with autism is learning, but you have to learn the way they're going to learn so that you can follow up at home and do what they're doing in the clinic at home.
Exactly.
Because
you need
it
to
makes
learn
a huge
it.
Difference.
Exactly.
And
you
so,
become, you know, a speech therapist and an applied behavioral analysis. You become, you know, the experts as well to carry that on. I'm really glad that, you know, you're able to come on and talk to other moms. If you could give any moms or, and, you know, autism now, so it affects 1 in 68 children.
Yeah.
They're saying even in New Jersey, 1 in 41, because they've been diagnosing them earlier and more expeditiously. What advice do you have for parents who are kind of questioning if their child or grandchild or niece or nephew has something not right? What advice would you give them right now?
Absolutely get them checked out, because it doesn't hurt. It's only going to help them. If you take them and get them, you know, checked out by a neurologist, not only the pediatrician, but you have to take it a step further, because not all pediatricians are going to be trained, or they might tell you, well, it might be just a delay. Always get a second opinion, get a third opinion, get a fourth opinion if you have to.
Amen.
You have to follow your gut. And you have to just and not worry about what people are going to think. You know, set aside what people are going to think. You have to be their first advocate. First and foremost, you have to be that child's advocate. So you want to do as much as you can to get them diagnosed, if that's what they have, or whether it's a delay, whatever it is, but get them diagnosed as early as possible, because the intervention, everything that they have out there right now is key to getting started early, because these children, I mean, I have a friend that's in my Bible study group that's autistic. She's a school teacher now. She teaches third grade. So your children can be successful, but you have to make that first step, and you have to be their first advocate and get them checked out and get them diagnosed as soon as you can, and then get them into whatever therapies and services and fight for it, because a lot of times insurance companies don't want to pay.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a life change. So you're going to have to fight.
Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us. We're coming up at the end. I really appreciate all you've done, and thank you again. We really appreciate your sharing with us.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. And for those of you that want information on early warning signs of autism, go to tun.toro.edu. The Toro University Center for Autism and Developmental Disabilities has information on that, and, of course, I'll teach you as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.